say I've been blessed. Listen. Oh, 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 yeah. I woke up this morning, I got out of my bed, and I looked around, and it what I
this
said.
Is what I said.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. And all the blessings, oh, you sent my way. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, yeah. But you told me, oh, yeah, to get back and behave. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Another blessing.
Another blessing.
Somebody
another blessing. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Another blessing.
Another blessing.
Ooh-wee.
Matthew, the 17th chapter in the 14th verse, talks about a little boy possessed with demons and how the disciples tried to cast out the spirit but had no success. Well, Jesus comes along and casts out that spirit, and they asked the question, how did you do it? And he replied to them, this guy goes by fasting and prayer. Deacon boy, tight suit with a frown. Pastor wants his attention. He looks up, Deke looks down. Pastor walks to him and says, Deke, could you please lock the place? He said, I ain't staying here all day. And listen, you better get out my face. But y'all know, this time by fasting, we've got to pray, y'all. Watches and just stares, who keeps up a lot of confusion about the clothes some people wear. Well, the pastor goes to her, use a little wisdom, be kind-hearted. She says, I've been saved for 60 years. I was here when this church started. But y'all know, this time by fasting, oh, my, Lord have mercy. We've got to keep praying, y'all. Listen, a member in the choir singing so loud. Director goes to her, can you please tone it down? She looks at that director with a twitch in her neck and says, you better get out my face before I mess around and put you in check. But y'all know, this time, mama, by fasting, we gotta keep on praying. Lord have mercy. Oh, vamp time. Listen, y'all. How many know it goes by fasting and prayer? Come on, choir. Lord have mercy. Come on, let's have a little church, y'all. Mama, you talk to your child. It seemed to be worse. You're faithful in tithes, attending your church. You tried to explain it. Still it's going nowhere. Well, this is a case for fasting and prayer. The devil is fighting, attacking your home. Your bills overdue, and your money is gone. You're asking the Lord, how much can I bear? My answer to you is fasting and prayer, my God. There's sniper attack, y'all. And demons and threats, y'all. There's terrorist attack, y'all. And war and I like, y'all. There's shooting and killing, my God. Robbing and stealing. There's violence with drugs. There's hatred with guns. You pray in all seasons. You pray for no reasons. You pray in your home. When you're all alone, my God. You pray
like to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to Louisiana Medicaid recipients with diabetes, such as Louisiana Healthcare Connections. You will be able to get more details at 318-469-0709 and at the toll-free number 800-988-7448. Or online at LouisianaExpressPharmacy.com, on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube at Diabetes Depot. Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. The coronavirus care packages are brought to you by Louisiana Express Pharmacy, a sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Kelly's Babysitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
State Senator Katrina Jackson and others is having a senior Christmas giveaway that's in the Northeast Louisiana parishes of East Carroll, Lake Providence, Tensaw, Concordia, Morehouse, Ouachita, Richland, and Madison today through Wednesday. If you're a senior citizen, 60 and above, with a valid ID, you'll receive food and a $30 gift card. The local officials and corporate sponsors of the Northeast Louisiana area are making this possible.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
You know, in every lifetime we face situations that are cares. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying, but when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, He's a lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest beautiful smile. Then she looked at me, and she said, I know that I got old, and my and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be waiting, and I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said, if I die
before you do,
she said,
I'll be waiting at the pearly gate,
and all I'm gonna be waiting for, waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going
there.
But I'll just rest my soul. Yeah. everybody begin to make their way down to the medical center. And then for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lived to see the light through. I'ma tell you, Grandmama was strong and Grandmama knew what was going on. But I believe in my heart that Grandmama was talking with the angels of heaven. I believe that Grandmama was talking with the Lord. And
So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you.
And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through.
Oh, for somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight.
You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
You.
Let me encourage you.
Let me speak
life to you. You can depend on God
airplane that day,
my.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yes.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution?
I pray for you.
And God said, tell him to pray.
That's
you
it.
Pray for me.
And watch him change
watch
things.
God. Watch God change things.
Pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change me.
I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things.
Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me, cause I'm gonna be praying for you. Watch God. Now, you know what's gonna happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody, tell them, I pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? Won't it change it?
Crystal to come.
Come on, Crystal.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Uh. Now, Father, when I think about your love for me, one word that comes to my mind is incredible, incredible.
Like a sweet summer day, you take away all my trouble. And like a soft pouring rain, you wash away all my pain. And every time I think of you and what you do, it makes me happy. A joy I can't explain every time I call your name. Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's so, so
marvelous.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
marvelous.
Jesus, your grace
is wonderful,
you're so good
to us.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
marvelous.
Come on. Like a little baby boy that's full of joy, I can feel you.
That's right.
Breaking away my chains
and healing all my pain
from yesterday. And when we both knew I was wrong, Lord, it wasn't long before you held me. You wiped the shame from my face and gave me grace so I can say your love
incredible,
and it's also
marvelous.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
marvelous.
Jesus, your grace
is wonderful.
You've been so good
to us.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
marvelous.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's also
marvelous.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
marvelous.
Jesus, your grace
is wonderful.
You've been so good
to us.
Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
everybody say it.
Pain.
My pain.
And if you love him, can you help me say, Jesus, your love
incredible,
and it's so, so
marvelous.
Ooh.
Incredible,
and it's
glorious,
and it's
marvelous.
Jesus, your grace is
good
and so good.
Ooh. Incredible, glorious,
and it's
incredible,
incredible,
your love is,
your love is
by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
When I wanted to give in, seems like the day will never come. But I had to encourage me and find the strength to believe that I decree it, and I declare it.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey. If the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah.
And I feel good, and I know it.
Come on.
Don't hate me if I show it.
Hey. The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside.
Let's go up, up, and I praise him.
Come on. In my life today, it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey. If you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you. Then we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel good, and I know it.
Come on.
Don't hate me if I show it.
The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside.
What's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of one Jesus freak who actually had the audacity to tell Jesus to wait. The story is in Luke chapter 9. Jesus himself is drafting disciples. One recruit says, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus' reply does not pull any punches. He says, "Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." Does that sound a little mean? No, it's just honest. Once you decide to follow Jesus, keep your eyes on him. Put Christ ahead of everything, even your family. An authentic Jesus freak doesn't look back.
Are you a Jesus freak? Go online to persecution.com.
I can't get enough. You see, God's been so good.